Welcome to the Hope United podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today.
Well, I was out in my yard, and I was using one of those stick things, you know, that has the saw on the end of it, because we have an out-of-control palm tree. Anybody had a tree in your yard that was ever out of control? Well, this tree is out of control, and it's got way too many palm fronds. So I said, you know what? I'm going to take this stick, and I'm going to saw this palm frond off. And so I put my sunglasses on, and I start going to work on this thing, and even though I have the sunglasses on, I get something in my eye, because I'm getting blessed with all kinds of stuff, air plants, dirt, all kind of debris, stuff falling on my head, falling in my hair, but it gets in my eye, and I have to stop everything that I'm doing and dance around the yard and try to get this thing out of my eye. Anybody ever got something in your eye and it was just terribly inconvenient and it either slowed you down incredibly or it stopped you completely? So this is what I want to talk to you about today. We've been talking about focus, but I want to talk to you about the speck in your focus. The speck, not the big thing, not the thing that is obvious, but oftentimes we have something really small that causes us to get off course. So the speck in my focus. Somebody say that with me. The speck in my focus. And we've been on this series talking about how important focus is. We've been talking about your focus, my focus, our focus, and how to focus more on God and to be walking in the full capacity that God has for us. To walk in the blessings of God. We all like to dance around and talk about being blessed, but it's not until we really get life into focus and God into focus that we're able to walk in the fullness of God's blessing. So let's talk about this, the speck in my focus. I want to take you to Song of Solomon 2 verse 15. And it says, catch for us the little foxes. Catch for us the foxes, the little foxes that ruin the vineyards, our vineyards that are in bloom. Now, we've been talking about how this is our season. This is a moment where God is saying it's time. It's time for you to step out and live the dream and walk out the purpose that God has given you. Sometimes that we shelf in our lives. But God is saying, right now, now is the time. Right. And so this scripture is saying that the vineyard is in full bloom. The blessing is there. God is doing something. God is moving. God is making it available. But it's the little foxes. It's the little things that trip us up. And as I was talking to Dad backstage, he was saying that the problem with little foxes in that part of the world is, you know, the bigger foxes might just jump up and grab some of the grapes, and it's done. But the little foxes would come in, and they would take those sharp little teeth and they would gnaw at the bottom of the vine until the vine would be completely destroyed and the stalk would fall over and they would eat all of the grapes. So it wasn't the big foxes that would spoil the vine, because they would just take a cluster of grapes. But the small, the little foxes would ruin the entire vineyard, because they'd go one by one destroying these stalks. It's the little things. Many people here today, if you saw something big and wrong and obvious in your life, you get right out there and start doing something about it. But it's the little things. It's the little speck in your focus that takes you off focus just enough that it goes from season to season to season unaddressed. And now you could have been a better parent. You could have been a better spouse. You could have done more with your life. You could have done more in your career, but you didn't, because it was this little distraction. That's right. This little thing that in the middle of the yard, maybe you had to stop working until you could resolve it. something that slowed you down or brought you to a screeching halt. The little fox that spoils the vineyard. It's the little specks that spoil vision. The little specks that spoil purpose. It's the little specks that destroy the focus that we're meant to have in our lives. And so it dilutes our focus. And the devil knows that some of us here would never be thrown off by something big in your focus, by something obvious, but yet something small. But how often do we allow that small speck to continue from season to season, right? We have projects at our house, right? How many people you have projects, house projects at your house? Some of you might call them honey-do list. Come on, amen, men. Honey-do list. Ladies, you know what I'm talking about because you wrote the honey-do list. Men, you're doing the honey-do list. And if you're single, you're writing and you're doing the honey-do list. So we're praying for you to have some teamwork there. The honey-do list. So we have all kinds of projects at our house and two projects that we were dealing with. One was I have three main light fixtures at my house on the outside. They light up the house at night. One of them, for whatever reason, it goes out. I'm trying to figure it out. This is a project to fix this light. It's outside. It makes me look bad, like I don't know how to keep my house. It makes my wife look bad. It makes my family look good. And the neighborhood can see this unsightly light making our house look in disrepair. And then we have another project. Now, this project is there's a hallway closet. And there's a shelf inside the hallway closet, and the shelf is broken. Now, we've just been putting stuff on top of the broken shelf. But nobody can see the broken shelf because it's inside the hallway closet. It's not my closet. Not Pastor Corinne's closet. We don't go there all the time. The kids see it more than we do. So we have one project that is outside. And the whole neighborhood can see it. We can see it all the time. Highly visible. We have another project that is not visible. A lot of times it's invisible because it's in the hallway closet. Which one do you think that I did? Outside. I did the outside embarrassment to our family. Right. Took care of that. But the other thing was more like a little speck on the project list. And so the light thing, it got fixed rather quickly. Right. And the hallway thing, I was going to stand up here today and tell you it still hasn't been done. But I have a praise report. We did it on Friday. It was a major victory in our home. We fixed the hallway closet shelf. So one thing sustained for months, maybe even over a year. Why? Because it was just a small thing. It was just a small thing. So it kept on getting deprioritized lower and lower on the list. What is in your life right now that messes up your focus and is small enough that you keep on putting it off? You don't address it. You know it needs to be addressed, but you don't do it because, oh, it's just a small, it's just a speck. It's just a little thing. But it's the little foxes that will destroy your focus. That will take countless energy from you, will take countless hours of your time and attention. The little fox, the little speck in your focus. So we can't let these specks go unchecked. We have to begin to look at those things, check those. They may be small, but they're irritating. They're a distraction. And when we deprioritize them, they go from season to season to season. But here's the thing about when we don't make course corrections. It can land us on a different planet, right? When NASA sends a space shuttle up into space or a probe up into orbit or they send something out into the galaxy, guess what? There has to be course corrections. If not, Houston, we have a problem. And at the beginning, when the course correction is made, it's just something very small, just a little tss, right? Tss. And that's all it takes, is a little shift to get that little thing resolved. But if we don't make those shifts in our focus, just like NASA, we can end up 100,000 miles off course, right? Something so small, a speck in our focus, can cause our destiny to not be fulfilled, can cause us not to be at full capacity, can cause us not to be the husbands, not to be the wives that we should have been. When our focus is off, when there's a speck in our focus, we're not the parents that we should have been, the friend that we should have been. We don't see the career opportunities, the open doors that God is opening right in front of us. Why? The speck in our focus. 1 Corinthians 5, 6 says, don't you realize that this sin is like a little yeast that spreads through the whole batch of dough? It just takes a little bit. Just takes a little yeast. Just takes a little fox. Just takes something small. Because sometimes that's all the devil needs to get you off course. Just the little speck that blocks you from seeing things clearly. The little thing that keeps you from focusing the way that you're supposed to focus. You know, when a laser is focused, it can cut through anything.
That's correct.
But if the laser is not focused, it's not going to be powerful. Your life and your purpose will not be powerful. You'll not be effective if you're not focused. If the enemy can slip in just the smallest speck to get you off focus, then you're not going to be at the effectiveness and the capacity that God would have you be. You see, focus is a diligence game. It's about being diligent. Hebrews 11, 6 says, for he who comes to the Lord must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of those that are diligent. They diligently seek him. They diligently go about their faith. They diligently are on this journey. They're diligent in their approach to God. They're diligent in keeping their focus tight. I want to tell you, just like a laser, when your focus is what it should be on God, you can cut through any opposition. When your focus doesn't have any specks, doesn't have any blemishes, and it's right where it needs to be, it can cut through any attack of the enemy. And that's what we're talking about. The power of focus. The power of focus. When we get the distractions, we get even the small specks out. But it's a diligence game, right? That's what Scripture says. I press for the mark. I press for the mark of the high calling. Right? Philippians 3:14. So it's a focus. I have to press myself to be focused the way that I need to. I got to continue in every season to refocus. It's really hard work to get the small things out. I had a great conversation with one of our men, one of our great dads in the church and husbands, and we were talking about focus and schedules and busyness and work-life balance. And he said, it's difficult to press towards the mark, right? But in every season, we have to press towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. And to get to that, we've got to be extremely focused. We want to receive all these blessings and these big words that we hear about and these great moments in the Spirit. It's time. Make a footprint. Well, you got to be focused to do that. And if the devil can't get you off with the big things, he will get you off track with the small things. And that's the tricky thing about the small things, is they're so small they go underneath the radar. And from season to season, sometimes they don't get addressed. My kids, over the last couple of weeks, have been studying in science class the process of erosion. And what happens with erosion, you probably know this, it could be something as small as a drip of water. But over time, that little drip of water can erode a massive boulder, can misshape, can deform a huge, strong, powerful boulder just by
drip, drip.
The process of natural erosion. Can I tell you what a lack of focus will do in your life? It equates to spiritual erosion of your purpose. Spiritual erosion of purpose. God gives you this big, awesome, powerful destiny, and then a lack of focus, the speck in your focus causes drip, drip. And it's not overnight, but drip, drip. That speck in your focus causes an erosion of your possible purpose. He has this huge purpose, but it gets misshapen. It gets out of shape. It gets deformed. It gets misshapen because I'm not addressing the spiritual erosion caused by a lack of focus. Right. So we have to address the speck in our focus. Yeah, not just the big things, the small things. I want to look at even the small things because it's the little fox. It's the little yeast. It's the little speck. I took an anniversary trip with my wife, and we went and saw the Grand Canyon. And it was beautiful. We took about 100,000 pictures. And I sat there and marveled at God's creation. And it is one of the natural wonders of the world. You sit there and marvel and say, how did all this earth get displaced? How did all of this earth get moved? Erosion. Correct. And then I stopped and I thought, wow, what a powerful object lesson. What damage could the enemy cause in your life? Even with something small, if left unchecked season after season.
Right.
And I thought, stepping back and said, if we were to calculate all of the erosion of mankind's purpose over centuries of time, wouldn't it not be greater than the chasm that we see in the Grand Canyon? What has the enemy stolen away from men and women that love God that allowed drip, drip, the small erosion of purpose? And so how important is it to address that speck in your purpose? Oh, it's monumental. It's huge. Grand Canyon didn't get like that overnight. It got like that season after season, rainfall after rainfall, water moving stuff around. Didn't seem big in the moment. Maybe it didn't even seem big in the season. But left unchecked month after month and year after year, that erosion can cause so much trauma to your God-given purpose. So today we say, Holy Spirit, show me the drips. Holy Spirit, show me the places where the enemy is trying to steal, kill, and destroy and erode my purpose. Maybe it's something big, but maybe more likely it's something small. Something that you think, oh, that's not a big deal. Sitting in the room with some of our close team members, and we were talking about one of these small things. It seems insignificant, but it has great implications. What is it in your life today? What is it? 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 That might be the speck that holds you back from all that God has for you. What is it? Close your eyes for a second and just before we pray, God, is there something that's holding me back? Is there some kind of speck? Some kind of small little thing that is taking my focus away. Just even in a small way. Because my prayer is that you would reach all of God's best for you. God's desire is is that you receive everything that he's given to you. Not that it's siphoned off. Not that somewhere in between somebody intercepts your blessing. No. We want to remove every obstacle, every speck, everything that keeps us from focus. And so we remove, we throw off every weight that so easily weighs us down, right? As you bow your heads, let me pray for you today. God, I thank you, Father, for so many people in this room today that have a heart for you. They're here today because they love you. They're here today because they want to have some type of experience, some type of moment, some type of revelation from you. So God, I pray that you would speak to them by your Spirit, the only way that you can, what you do best. And God, I thank you, Lord, that we're all challenged to remove whatever limitations that the enemy's put on us, that we've put on us, that life has put on us, anything that is a speck in our focus. Because God, we don't want to hold back. We don't want to hold back any longer. We don't want to hold back in this season. We're tired of holding back. We want to go full force into the purpose. God, it is our time. It is our destiny at stake. And God, I thank you for the good news. The good news is, if something's been eroded in our lives, something's been eroded in our purpose, something's been eroded, something's been taken, here's the good news. He's a miracle worker. He is a creative God that does creative miracles, and he can fill in voids and cracks and empty spaces and things that the devil has got in there and damaged. He wants to. He is waiting for the invitation for you to say, Jesus, come into this broken place. Jesus, come into this void. Fill it up with your purpose. Fill it up with your character, your hope, your fruit. God, I thank you for each and every person that's here. God, that you would let them see what they need to see today. Whatever specks, whatever shortcomings, whatever things that are holding them back from having the focus that they need to win in this season. God, I thank you, Lord, that you would make it clear, so very clear to them today. And then, God, give them the courage to step out and do something about it. To step out and do something with what they see right now. We want to walk out of this place today with a decision. I'm making a decision to do something about those specks in my focus. Going to be more focused than I've ever been. Going to be more focused than I've ever been. God, I thank you for a focused people. God, that know how to focus on you and focus on the purpose and the skill set that you've given them and the ideas that you've given them and the strategies that you've given them and the businesses that you've given them and the relationships that you've given them. God, help them focus like never before. God, I thank you for that. And as heads are bowed, maybe you say, Pastor, I am not where I need to be with Jesus. I realize that I've been out of focus. And I know that God has a purpose for me. I know there's some things that I need to do. But I just haven't been focused on him enough. And I need to refocus. This needs to be a season of refocusing for me. I know he's not the focus like he needs to be, but I want to change that today. If that's you, slip your hand up. I want to pray with you right where you are. Amen. 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 Most important part of the service is when I say, yes, Jesus, I need you. I need you. I realize I can't do this by myself. I might have fooled myself and thought I could do it by myself. I can't do it by myself. If you slipped up your hand, I want you to pray this prayer with me. And everybody, you can pray this prayer in agreement with us. Jesus, I need you. Jesus, help me. Help me be focused. Help me to focus on you. Help me to focus on the things I'm supposed to focus on. I'm sorry for being unfocused. I'm sorry for the bad decisions I've made. I'm sorry for my sins. Jesus, please forgive me. Jesus, thank you for your love, for the sacrifice that you made on the cross when you gave your life for me. I want to honor your sacrifice. And I want to follow you. I want to put you first place. Jesus, help me do that. Today and from this point on. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. Come on, let's give God the praise today. I want to tell you, I'm proud of you if you made a decision today, whether it's the first decision to say yes to Jesus, or it's your second or your third decision, but whatever it is, if you're saying yes to Jesus, I'm proud of you. I'm excited for you. There's nothing as transformative as saying yes to Jesus. In every season that I'm in, I want to always say yes, Jesus. Whatever you're saying, God, I'm signing up for it. Jesus, I say yes to you. So if God is for you, who can be against you? You will never be at full capacity like you are when Jesus is in your corner. You will never be able to accomplish the things, accomplish the goals, be as happy, be as fruitful as you will when you have Jesus in your corner. Amen.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this message, make sure to like and share. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, share hope with someone today.